This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Chief election commissioners from member countries of the Forum of the Election Management Bodies of South Asia call on President Ramchandra Portal. President stresses on periodic elections to strengthen democracy and ensure citizens' access to state ownership. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under House of Representatives begins deliberations over Federal Civil Service Bill. Written consent from parents required for Nepali students traveling to Russia on scholarship, and 4 people killed and 9 injured in mass shooting at a high school in US state of Georgia. Now the news in detail. Chief election commissioners from the member countries of the Forum of the Election Management Bodies of South Asia, FEMBOSA, who are presently in Kathmandu for the 12th annual meeting of the forum, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Portal. During the meeting held at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas today, President Portal stressed that periodic elections are the cornerstones of democracy and means of ensuring citizens' access to and ownership of the state. The head of the state also underlined the need to guarantee free and impartial elections. President Portal stated that Nepal, as the chair country of the forum, is committed to achieving the collective goals of the organization and addressing the challenges collectively. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia and representatives from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and the Maldives, among others, were present on the occasion. The two-day FEMBOSA event, hosted by the Election Commission of Nepal, was inaugurated by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Kathmandu yesterday. Conflict Victims Association has demanded Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to keep conflict victims in centre while appointing office bearers in Transitional Justice Commission. Submitting the memorandum to Prime Minister Oli at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwata today, the delegation led by Association Chairperson Hima Kumari Gharti urged the head of the government to appoint officials in Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons who can give priority to sentiments of victims fairly. The memo also asked to release the remaining relief amount immediately, as each victim has received only 150,000 rupees against 750,000 rupees announced by the government in 2006. Deliberations in principle have commenced over the Federal Civil Service Bill. The lawmakers in the deliberations held in the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives today stressed that the bill should be endorsed promptly. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration's Rajkumar Gupta called for prioritizing the bill and addressing it accordingly. Committee President Ramhari Khatiwada promised to deal with the bill with collective interest and without political preferences. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has shared that the government has set a target of developing Dodhara Chandani of Kanchanpur as the largest checkpoint. At a press meet organized by the Press Union Kanchanpur chapter at Mahendranagar today, the Home Minister said India was ready to construct Dodhara Chandani dry port. Home Minister Lekhak said discussions are underway for developing Kanchanpur as the tri-national border. He explained that a decision was already taken to establish immigration office at Tinkar of Dartula in near future, which would connect Kanchanpur with China. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharka has stressed on private sector's engagement for development of the energy sector. During his meeting with a delegation from the Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, IPPAN, at the ministry today, Minister Kharga expressed commitment to addressing the private sector's concerns. He assured them that the proposed electricity bill would address their concerns. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
समस्या पोस्ट पेनमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, today held a discussion with the representatives of the Chinese Southern Airlines on their interest to conduct flight to Bhairava and Pokhara. The representatives of the foreign airlines company called on Minister Pandey at the latest office in Simhadarbar. During the meeting, they informed the minister that they were interested in conducting flight to the Pokhara International Airport and Gautam Buddha International Airport of Nepal. The China Southern Airlines has been running its services in more than 40 countries, including Nepal. The airlines conducts flights to Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu from Guangzhou. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattacharya announces that students travelling to Russia on scholarships will only be allowed to go with parental consent. During a discussion with students and parents at the ministry today, the Education Minister emphasised that parents must provide written permission and commitment to the ministry before their children can study in Russia for study. Minister Bhattacharya cited the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine as the reason for requiring written consent from the parents. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 4 people were killed and 9 others hospitalized in a mass shooting at Appalachee High School in Windsor of Georgia on Wednesday. The suspected gunman is in custody and was identified as a 14-year-old student of the school. According to the BBC, the suspect was arrested on campus and will be prosecuted as an adult. The adults killed were both math teachers and Aspinwall was also an assistant football coach, according to the school's website. 9 other people, 8 students and 1 teacher were wounded and hospitalized, all of whom are expected to survive. According to the Washington Post, the suspect, if convicted, would be the youngest school shooter to kill more than one person on a K-12 campus in the past 25 years. French President Emmanuel Macron has named Michel Barnier as Prime Minister almost 2 months after France's snap elections ended in political deadlock. According to the BBC, 73-year-old Barnier is the European Union's former chief Brexit negotiator and led talks with the UK government between 2016 and 2029. A veteran of the right-wing Republicans Party, he has had a long political career and filled various senior posts both in France and within the European Union. Mr. Barnier will now have to form a government that will need to survive a National Assembly divided into 3 big political blocks with none able to form a clear majority. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chief Election Commissioners from member countries of the Forum of the Election Management Bodies of South Asia call on President Ramchandra Powdal. President stresses on periodic elections to strengthen democracy and ensure citizens' access to state ownership. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under House of Representatives begins deliberations over Federal Civil Service Bill. Written consent from parents required for Nepali students traveling to Russia on scholarship. and 4 people killed and 9 injured in mass shooting at a high school in U.S. state of Georgia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.